This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Cautionary tale number two is congressional in origin. A bipartisan group of senators has agreed to take a big step in loosening up some of the banking regulations that were put in place after the financial crisis. Dodd-Frank is the law you're thinking of here. There is a deal apparently in the works that would excuse smaller and more regional banks from some of the regulations and testing meant to ensure that they can survive certain economic shocks. Stress tests, they have been called. Again, be careful what you... yada, yada, yada. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
Right now, financial institutions with assets over $50 billion are subject to extra regulation and oversight. They have to undergo stress tests to see how they do in another financial crisis. The bipartisan Senate deal would raise the threshold from $50 billion to $250 billion. That's great news for community bankers lobbyist Paul Mirsky.
You have about 80% of all the banking assets concentrated in about 10 banks, so that's where the real risk is.
Mirsky says it's hard for small community banks to pay for the extra staff needed to comply with the extra regulations. Free them up from that, he says, and they can compete better with the big guys, maybe get bigger themselves, maybe even acquiring another bank, says Brian Clock of Keefe, Bruyette & Woods.
You'll see a lot of those banks start to be more open about doing an acquisition that would take them over the $50 billion because now they wouldn't have to worry about stress testing.
All this does not sound good to Marissa Baradaran. She teaches banking law at the University of Georgia. She says when small banks merge into bigger regional banks, they close small branches that don't make much money.
And more mergers will definitely lead to more banking deserts, less bank branches, especially in areas of poverty.
Plus, Baradaran says a lot of small banks failed during the financial crisis. So she says they do need the extra regulation. These arguments will play out later this week when the bipartisan legislation is expected to be introduced. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.